Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, December 23, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Arius Technology announces cultural heritage project with the municipality of Sansepolcro, Italy. Arius Technology, the global leader in ultra-high-resolution 3D scanning and digitization of fine art, has announced a new cultural heritage project in partnership with the municipality of Sansepolcro, Italy. The project involves the digitization of the fresco, The Resurrection, by Piero della Francesca, utilizing Arius's color-accurate technology to scan the surface detail with extreme precision down to 10 microns. This groundbreaking project marks a significant milestone in digitized art and cultural conservation, preserving one of the greatest works of Western art for future generations. The involvement of the municipality of Sansepolcro in this pioneering project highlights the strength of local Italian institutions in preserving and nurturing extraordinary treasures from the past. This collaboration aims to enhance the artistic and cultural heritage of Sansepolcro through cutting-edge technology, honoring the legacy of Piero della Francesca.
Carbon-shelled ruthenium spheres power a greener route to hydrogen and wastewater purification. A study introduces a ruthenium carbon core shell catalyst that lowers the energy barrier for hydrogen production, accelerating both the hydrogen evolution and hydrazine oxidation reactions. The optimized ARU at C200 configuration enables rapid reaction kinetics, high durability, and effective degradation of toxic hydrazine. Integrated into a hydrazine splitting electrolyzer or a rechargeable zinc hydrazine battery, the catalyst supports stable hydrogen output while purifying contaminated streams. This approach combines green energy generation with pollutant removal using a single multifunctional electrocatalyst, offering a promising strategy for future carbon-neutral energy systems. The research, published in eScience, highlights the catalyst's ability to achieve ultra-low overpotentials for both reactions, showcasing its efficiency and stability in hydrogen production and waste treatment.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.